Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We have ourselves some scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring at this hour across the southern portions of Iowa and extreme northern Missouri into parts of west central Illinois. This is just the beginning of a two-and-a-half-day period of not-so-welcome rainfall across the lower parts of the Midwest once again. The precipitation is occurring after a nice little break in precipitation the last day or two. We've seen a lot less moisture around. The rivers and streams are still in flood stage, though, across parts of the region, and we do need to see an additional several-day period of dry weather in order to prevent those flood issues from becoming worse again. Well, the rains that are expected to occur here over these next few days is certainly going to not provide what everyone's looking for. Instead, we are going to see field working delays again across a big part of the region, and some of these rivers and streams will see their levels rise once again, with some flooding again expected across parts of the region. The rainfall will be most significant tomorrow into Friday, and during that period of time, maybe actually lingering a little bit into Saturday, during that time period, we'll likely see total rainfall running from 1 to 2, maybe 2.5 inches in some locations across the region. And it looks as though the precipitation will be mostly done in places like Missouri, Kansas, and Illinois as we get into Friday afternoon, but it will still be raining Friday night into Saturday morning across Ohio and parts of Indiana and Kentucky, so those areas will be last to dry down. Once we're done with this little weather system, we will see cooler and drier air move across the region for a little while. The change will be welcome, but the cooler bias will certainly reduce some degree day accumulations across the region, and more importantly, will reduce evaporation. We will look for a slower drying rate occurring across the area because of the cooler weather. High temperatures over the heart of the weekend and early part of next week may be limited to 70s across the region. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see a couple of upper 60-degree readings in the northernmost parts of the Midwest. So having temperatures that cool will likely slow down the drying process. And the unfortunate part of everything is that there is a reinforcing shot of cooler air that comes along next week that will produce some additional shower and thunderstorm activity. And there will be a brief period where we might warm up a little bit early to midweek next week, but turn right around and turn colder again towards the latter part of the week. So the bottom line is that this next week to 10 days will not be the best for the Midwest. Certainly established crops that already have very well-draining fields and well-established root systems will probably benefit greatly from this pattern. But those areas that are still trying to dry down so that late-season field work can be completed will continue to have some issue with this kind of weather pattern. Also, soft, weak conditions will likely continue to be questionable, to say the least, with a good chance for a continuation of declining conditions occurring in some of those areas. But the rains that occur over the next 2.5 days will be the heaviest that we'll see over the next week and a half, if there's any consolation to the overall pattern in general. We do expect warm weather to occur across the region today and tomorrow. The high temperatures will probably peak out in the 80s and lower 90s in the lower parts of the Midwest. Even hotter out there in parts of Kansas and some of their soybean country might get up close to 100 degrees over the next day or two. But that heat will never come further to the east, and we'll actually see that cooler tendency coming across the region after that period of time, so everybody in the Midwest will see some milder conditions. The low temperatures at night, when the coolest air is in place, will be mostly in the 50s and 60s. That will give some of the crop a little bit of a break from the recent warmer nighttime lows. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.